On that note, I like talking to you as well. But if you start reminding me of that, I'm going to shut down.
I don't want you to shut down.
No, I'm just saying I want to argue or debate over it. Just because you don't believe in it and I do, it doesn't mean we can't be friends.
But dinosaurs are
can't
a good...
get along, you know? That's how some people are. They're really strong and they think, hey, you don't believe in God? Well, then we can't shake hands. I will not give you a glass of water. You know what I mean? Like, some people are like that. Like,
but if you believe in God, you also got to believe in the Bible. And the Bible says to always be fair with people. Even though I don't think it says that, I don't read the Bible, but it has to say that because the Bible is based on qualities
of life. I'm living in two Bibles. They're Bible thumpers and so is she, so...
But you reading the NIV, huh?
Huh?
You reading the NIV.
What's that?
I don't know. It's mad versions
slow
of the
down.
Bible.
What? Slow down, okay?
Don't do that to me, alright? I hate when people go off reference of all the things in the background. I just like the moment right now. You feel me? Now, I wanted to rate this dirt up.
He's buzzing already.
I love buzzing because I know what
tell.
I'm talking about. I don't have no worries. But when you...
Robert, can I just say something real quick? You said you love when you buzz because you know what you're talking about. So you're saying when you're sober, you don't know what you're talking about?
I know
about?
What I'm talking about. It's not controlled, though. I'm controlled right now. I don't know why I'm controlled when I buzz. But
you think I can control you?
You could control me other than, wait, yeah, you could control me, yeah, but if you temper me down, you know, like, not slow down, but
I know what you mean.
Once you get connected to, like, you know, like, I'm me, so.
Don't you want, you don't want to be controlled, do you?
Controlled on, how you gonna put this? I want to be controlled on good reasons. I don't want to be controlled on. Dinosaurs are real because they're not.
Fuck dinosaurs, man.
I don't want to be controlled on theories.
They're extinct.
So you saying...
So let's get on this different subject. Maybe there's something more relevant alive right now.
No, I'm saying, though, like...
Not the virus.
All right, let's talk squirrels, then. Let's talk squirrels.
Fine.
Squirrels.
Gosh, they have big tails.
Who do you think they're insects? What?
Gosh, they have big tails.
Yeah. Beavers. Beavers. How long you think squirrels was on this earth for?
How long can I mess with you?
I don't know. I'm sorry I didn't share with you on this, but...
I'm sorry, I'm about to go get this other from the first type. I'm gonna smoke two of them at once.
I don't know. It's crazy how animals evolve, though. Like, because beavers had to be... We all had to come from the water. Because water was here first, right? Am I right, though? Had to. If it's either that or astrocan.
I mean, like, scientifically, like, I want to say that's what was first here was water. But see, there was volcanoes.
Yeah.
And that's how the earth started creating. That's how, like, Arizona, those mountains were actually volcanoes back in the day. And if you went to Arizona, babe, I think you would really love the structure of God. Well, I say God, but science, you know, it's the same thing in my way. I'm not that religious, so if I say God...
Structure of nature.
Don't take it out of context.
I'm not
going
to take it out of context.
But I'm just saying.
Even though when I think
but
God
like, if
is
I'm
human,
around
though.
People who do believe in God, then I'm going to be down with them, but it just depends. Because, like, my Aunt Terry, I had to tell her. I was like, I'm spiritual, but I was like, real religious people actually scare me. She didn't say anything because I hear that she's really religious and that she's scary with it. That's why I'm like, I just cut it short with people who want that's all they want to talk about. My dad was like that.
Did Jesus eat meat?
He ate fish, I know that.
Did he eat meat, though?
That's a good question, but I don't know, baby.
Because there's a lot of Christians that eat meat.
That's why I believe... Man made this, a lot of this up to whatever.
Create
whatever
arguments?
The reasons were. No, I think it was to have discipline, to have a structure. That's what I think.
Yeah, like a, but even though they know the government.
I mean, Christians are supposedly good people, right? It's all about love and not hating, but yet they do the most hating, right?
On other religions because they're not nobody else's.
Yeah, but if you break down all the religions, they all boil down to the same damn thing. If you break them down.
That's Buddhism right there.
Just saying.
So you Buddhist?
I'm whatever you want me to be. Okay?
A beautiful lady.
Aww.
get that.
You want me to be that?
No, you are that. I'm not going to say that you. I want you to be that, and you are that.
Being intrigued. Get all sweet.
I love when I'm sweet. I just know that you are a good human being. But these squirrels, right? These squirrels, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. They like nuts. But they only like the acorn nuts. I believe they like other peanuts and walnuts. Like, if I threw all the nuts out on this on the driveway right there.
I mean,
there.
To be honest, do they really just eat nuts? Can you Google that? What else do squirrels eat besides nuts? Can you Google that?
Oh, yeah.
Where's my phone? I got it. Your phone is not equipped for such
a thing. See, you got a little white spot. So, oh, that's the background. Oh, nice. Nice. Your phone is titanium. Oh, I see your phone is not equipped.
Dude, just got a swipe card. It's kind of like when we play that game. Remember, I was having a hard time going that? Yeah. It's the same type of thing, if you ask me.
Did you download another one?
So, I tried. Didn't we try playing?
Yeah.
Remember, it was like football stuff? It was too complicated. The one Benita had was fresher, but I think it was funner when you play with more people, too.
And his iPhone, too.
But her and I played before you came over the other night. So when you came over, I was like, you want to play? She was like, nah. I'm like, shit, see? Should have waited until you came. And she probably would have played. But she was just tired of playing. And then you play so many games and the answers start repeating. Then you're like, yeah, I'm good.
Was the game good, at least?
Well. I was better than her. But she, I couldn't describe a lot of things. Or I didn't know what they were. So I had to pass. But anyways, what did I say? What these girls eat besides nuts? What these squirrels eat besides nuts?
According to Terminix, a squirrel's diet also consists of nuts. Acorns, walnuts, and peanuts are the preferred food items in this group. Other than nuts, they sometimes consume insects, seeds, eggs, and plant materials like flower bulbs and roots.
Nice.
Okay.
Alright. So they're not nut eaters. They're also dairy.
So they do eat
and
insects.
Chicken.
So they do eat insects. That's where their protein comes from.
What kind of insects, though?
Anyways, you were right about the nuts. I just thought acorns, but I'm like, how many acorns are available for them? Like, they gotta eat other things.
What is the life cycle of an acorn? Like, I'm serious. When do they regrow back?
I never
thought about it. I saw the spit come out your mouth. That shit. Phew.
Yeah, this kid chewing his gum. Now, what was the question you just asked?
You got some deep earlobes. Yeah, your lip, like, damn, this shit like peaches.
What did you say, though?
Oh, what is the life cycle
of a walnut?
According to wifss.ucdavis.edu, once planted, it takes 5 to 7 years for a walnut tree to begin producing nuts that can be harvested. The average lifespan of a walnut orchard in California is about 35 years.
So, but that's a tree, though.
Yeah.
They're not really saying a walnut. Like, let's say a walnut that's fallen, it's going to go sooner, especially during weather, you know what I'm saying?
7 year span, yeah.
But 35 years for a whole tree?
That's a lot.
Yeah, walnuts, though, I mean, because everybody, you know, down south, they got the pecans, so walnuts are from California, I didn't realize that, even though I guess I should have just said California Diamond on the packaging of walnuts. Too much chatty, but, these are good questions, though. I mean, I like this type of stuff, because I'm going to laugh, because it's different, but I like it in the end. It might be corny knowledge, but it's still a little knowledge. Will you remember this, though?
Shark? I mean, not sharks. Walnuts, 35 years.
For a tree.
Yeah. What kind of tree is that, though?
How long is the lifespan of a walnut if it falls off the tree?
Here is some information for how long do walnut trees live.
Now all of a sudden there's English walnut trees.
Here's a summary from Home Guides, SF Gates.
Wow, they live up to 150 years. and more than 50 feet tall. You know what? They're not answering my question. It just keeps going back to trees. So I think with that being said, it must be...
You ever thought about planting? Like planting nuts? Seeds.
Marijuana?
Nah, for real?
Yeah, I mean, marijuana seeds, I've wanted to plant, you mean like vegetables?
Yeah, like back there, on the side right there.
Yeah, babe.
It's springtime. It's a good time. I got potato seeds at home.
Potato?
I got beat up.
I'm sorry, babe. I truly am sorry. Potatoes do not have seeds.
But potatoes can grow. All you need is some cat shit and for the fertilizer.
Well, they're rooted. You got to go underground with the potatoes.
Not that
like
far, though.
A tomato
though.
Would be on a tree vine. You know, then that's the thing. Like, I don't want to have a whole bunch of things that are different because I'm not a gardener. I don't have a green thumb or none of that. But, yeah, it's like something easy, like a cucumber or green beans or something, and they all are, like, in the same, you know, underground, let's say, versus... Then, yeah, I thought about it, but...
I mean, that's free food right there.
This house really depresses me. I don't think you know that, but...
It looks nice. We could hook this up.
It's not about that. It's just that I don't own this house, so I never had any expectations of trying to... I mean, I did plant plants and flowers, though. Don't get me twisted. But to have a garden, though, you got to have the right weather.
Springtime. It's just something to think about. Hobby. You know, you off of work for, like, what, 6 to 4 months?
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
This is true.
You could plant something back there. Some roses. Make your back. You look outside. You're like, wow, look at those red roses. Beautiful. I want to sit on these steps and complete my steps. Over there, so you can walk out both sides. I would do that with you.
The roses right there would be pretty.
Yeah.
I just say that.
The petunias.
I don't really like roses, to be honest.
Yeah, they're hard to maintain.
I wouldn't accept them from a man, because I always have and will, but...
A rose and a wedding gift?
To create one, though, or whatever. Actually, I don't even think they're that hard to... I think all you do is, like... No, let's Google that.
Gotta grab some more chips. I'll be back.
How do you plant a rose? Can you rewind that, babe? Can you put it to, like, the beginning?
Yeah, that was that heat.
Yeah, I do. I love that.
That was that heat.
Hey, can I just say something?
No, it's 6 o'clock.
I'm making a big anyway, so I wouldn't do roses though, babe. To be honest, I would do something that I like.
What do you like?
Tropical.
Tropical.
So you're talking.
We're not in tropical land here. I need to get more serious with it.
If it was tropical, you need
to. So let's say like tulips. I would rather do tulips than roses.
Lilies, tulips.
Lilies, yes.
What's the lavender and all that?
They come in so many colors. But see, these roses are pretty though. Look.
John Richard collection.
Rose Olivia, Rose Austin.
Hey, look at the types
they
up
got
there.
So many types of names, yeah.
Hybrid rose.
Hybrid rose.
Kabah.
Bourbon? Ooh, the bourbon's
bourbon rose. Click on it.
Really pink, too. Yeah, those are really pretty. Familiar but unfamiliar. The bourbon rose. They do get some black spot and mildew, although I prevent this with sulfur spray. Yeah, that's the thing about flowers, babe. It's about sulfur.
You know, it'd be perfect.
Hey, I'm a steady chick. They don't mean nothing.
You plant.
They don't mean nothing.
You plant the flowers that your customer gave you. Out here.
What did you say that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The flowers, the roses in here. Plant them outside.
What roses? I don't have no roses.
We do.
Where?
Throw them out.
Well, those were carnations. Yeah, Benita said that she watered them, she said they still died. I said, yeah, that's what the customer gave to me. She knew. She knew they was about to die. She ain't want them. But I love her. Like, she gave me sweaters, too. The one sweater that I have up there that looks like an old lady sweater, that's her sweater. She gave it to me. But I think I look cute in it. But either way, it's a nice sweater. Man.
Maybe it's the temperature of the house. Because it's so up and down.
You just heard it out of my mouth. This is good. But you know what it was? That last sip where I tasted that syrup. Because this is the only sweet I get. So, you know. I'm not going to drink alcohol. I drink alcohol every day, but shut up. But I was going to say, I don't want to drink alcohol every day in order to just have something sweet. On my palate.
What plant is that?
I don't know. There's so many flowers.
Right there.
Where?
Right there.
Damn, he did plant it. The dude next door planted that for me. Like, he did so much in one... I swear to God, it was like half an hour. Because he trimmed that tree. He planted that... Because that plant was over... I don't remember where it was. I think it was right there. Mm-hmm. He planted... Oh, you know what it was? We started over here, but there's a rock down here at the... there's a cement block... that we couldn't plant it. So then he did it right there. I forgot he did that for me. I do appreciate that. Because that was my dad's flower. But what it was is, because my dad doesn't have a tombstone or anything at his gravesite. So what I did was plant flowers, and his favorite color was maroon. So I planted them at his site, and then I got mine right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they always, every year came up. So, you know, it was wonderful for me. And I hope it didn't fuck it up by moving it or whatever. If that's the one I'm thinking, I don't think it is.
So where's she buried at?
Because it was so small. Late. Holy Stephanie.
Oh. I think my friend Bobby, he's buried there.
You don't have anybody that's passed in your family?
No, but my friend Bobby, he was one of my, I guess he was one of my family. He wasn't one of my family, but he was.
You got cousins, you got so many people.
I got my grandma queen that passed away, but I already didn't know her. Like, if my grandma passed away, God.
This is your dad's mom or your mom's mom?
That's a tough one. I think that's my mom's mom.
What do you think?
My mom's mom's mom.
Oh, your great grandma.
My great great. Yeah, great. Yeah, great.
Oh, okay.
Who's my great great? I think that's my great-great. No, my great-grandma is, dang. My mom just talked about her. Man, I miss her.
So, wait a minute. The grandma that you usually go see, who calls you Scooter, that's your dad's mom or your mom's
mom? Dude, I go see sometime right now.
The one that calls you Scooter?
Yeah, that's my grandma. My mom's grandma.
That's your mom's mom.
Yeah, then my...
Wait a minute, is your mom's mom or mom's grandma?
My mom's mom. Yeah.
Boy, you're trying to confuse me.
my mom's grandma is, dang. She live out in Georgia.
If she's still alive, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, she is. She lives out in Georgia.
Like, what, 90-something?
I believe so, like 90.
Yeah.
Probably 100.
Okay.
Probably pushing it.
That's what's up, though.
If she, yeah, if she passed away at 120, man, that's awesome.
Jesus Christ.
No, yo, if she's 120.
Babe.
She gotta be.
You gotta get logical.
She gotta be vegetarian. She gotta be vegetarian.
Who's ever lived 120? What year did Gandhi die?
Nah, he got assassinated.
Didn't he live to like 100 something? But it wasn't
100. I don't know.
Who's lived to? I'm about to Google that.
Gandhi, I know he got assassinated, but I know it's people out here that lived to like 120.
How did Gandhi die?
He got assassinated.
I didn't know that.
The cause of death of Mahatma Gandhi was assassination by firearm.
Wow.
Yeah, he got clapped.
Really?
I don't mean to say he got clapped, but he got clapped.
You would say that.
Yeah.
Your generation would say that.
He got clapped.
That's sad. I did not know that. All right, let's go aware.
Gandhi? I remember watching the movie Gandhi. That was a long movie.
Yeah.
But he was an awesome person. He was all.
Actually,
I got to pay attention to what that movie was about.
All right, what's his first name?
Mahatness.
Very good.
I was born on his day, man.
Oh,
even
right?
though, yeah, even though I don't really know,
mine.
I don't know Mahatness though.
Mine.
Huh?
So you got the same birthday?
Yeah, like October 2nd. He was born on this day, which I was born right after him.
What day was Gandhi born on?
October 2nd, 1920.
Well, 30. I'm just looking because I don't know. I'm not saying I don't believe you, babe.
What day?
Let's not go there with it, but...
Was...
Mahatma Gandhi's full name was Mohandas...
Yeah, I'll tell you.
1869.
He's
born
old.
On October 2nd, 1869. Mahatma Gandhi was born in Porbandar, India.
Yeah, Gandhi was cool.
Well,
he was chilling.
Who do you like better, Gandhi or Nelson Mandela?
Gandhi.
I
mean...
You do.
Nelson Mandela... I don't really know too much about Nelson, but I know he was a civil rights person in Africa,
yeah.
And he passed away.
And that's another country. So was Gandhi. Did Gandhi come to America?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to...
Did Gandhi come to America? Yo, now that the sun is going down, it's getting cold.
Nah, the sun's still up.
According to WSJ.com, Gandhi never visited the U.S., but few non-Americans have had such a great impact on American life. His work as a freedom fighter and social reformer in India was closely followed in the U.S.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Gandhi's cool. I gotta watch the movie Gandhi.
I'll watch the movie if you want.
That's a long movie. It's like, I think it's like an hour, 2 hours.
You'll be snoring, but that's okay.
Nah, I won't be snoring over Gandhi. If he's a philosopher, a.k.a.
You still drinking or you drinking water?
Water. No, I'm drinking like water, but... If Gandhi was a person of impact towards the life of the living human beings,
don't drink too fast. You go to sleep, babe.
Yeah, you gotta watch it though.
That might motherfucker jump right on your chest and say, "Open chest, wake up. No time to sleep. Tomorrow's not promised." Okay, how about that one? Moving forward.
What color is y'all? Like
is
till?
What you said,
till?
2 hour movie. Well, you probably can only get it from the library.
Your eyes is till, or
you heard? You could probably only get that movie from the damn library nowadays.
Yeah, your eyes is till, right?
I don't know what color blue they are, babe. They're blue.
Till.
It's just straight blue. Just natural, dedicated blue.
That's cool. Do you see life, like, different? Because mine is brown.
No, I see it. You probably see life different more clearly than I do.
Like, I'm looking dead in your pupils. I know you see me looking at your eyes.
They say the eyes is your way to the soul and shit.
I mean, you really look at everything with your eyes.
I believe it a little bit. You don't see my soul through my eyes. I'm just gonna
I know,
you
I just
know
see
that.
Pupils and color. But that's cool, though. Because I know...
Eyes are very... If you know how to use them, like in modeling, the smizing, you can smile with your eyes. Like, if you know what to do with your body
see,
parts...
Look at that squirrel right there. What is he doing? So body parts, if you smile with your eyes,
sorry,
right?
Babe.
You smile with your eyes, right?
You don't deserve that.
What? No little rub down?
Even what you do and did or do or how you are, but I don't think you deserve that. So I really would like to stop saying that, but I really get loose with the tongue and it just comes out so easily. It's not even it doesn't even transfer that quickly. Like, you don't need to call your dude who you personally respect and love, right? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I really need to stop that because I'm starting to get on my own nerves with it. Now, you said the squirrel what?
Think about this.
Now, okay, I got a good question. How can you decipher the difference between a female and a male squirrel? Because it ain't by itself.
By its tail.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let's
color
it.
The well, color of his tail.
Let me put on some music. What's this? Is this for the cat? For the dog? What's this for?
What's the difference between a female and a male squirrel? What's the difference between a male and a female squirrel? A little circle.
Yeah. It's not even an option. And I want to say anymore. No internet. Okay. No internet. Cool beans. Just paid the fucking bill this morning. Good God almighty, the tragedies that are going on in the world, but you still paid your fucking spectrum bill, though, didn't you, bitch? And now, it's not even playing. Because that's how it goes. Back to reality, let's go. Tell me it's not true. Oh, play with me. Leave a little bit.
Alright, so we're saying the male reproductive organs are closer to the navel, which the females are located closer to the anus. So it's their genitalia.
Hold on, man.
From a distance, male and female look the same.
Come on,
only by turning them over, you can see the physical difference between males and females. If you see nothing, the squirrel is female.
Put the anus down.
So here you go. Genitalia. I thought it was the tail though.
No, you feel with your boys and then another stomach clitoris. A whole fucking hour of this shit, bitch.
Nah.
You gotta be twisted.
We could talk clitoris.
Yeah, well, that's because the woman is more interesting than the man.
Yeah. Especially when you,
That's why I would never want to be a man.
You're satisfied.
I don't understand why women want to be men.
All we got, you know our G.
Some little chemical imbalance.
You know our G-spot.
I didn't get my safe.
Did you know the male G-spot is in the anus?
It's been a while. Haven't I been doing good?
No, it's been 10 minutes. No, come on. Yo, don't ever get beast mode on me, all right?
Carefully, you will know.
You will here you go. Awful. Now, I got a question.
I am good for that.
The airplane, right? Look at that. Look up there.
What?
Airplane.
Yeah.
Is that a spaceship or is that a regular plane?
It's neither.
Why do you say that?
Regular planes don't leave that. It's a smaller plane. Only smaller planes leave that.
How far
so
do you think?
Like a jet.
How far do you think they're in the air?
It could be a celebrity flying to New York City from.
So you think that's a private plane?
Yeah,
a G6?
Funny,
a G5?
Yeah, it's probably more than that.
But what if that is an actual spaceship?
Oh, you already opened
them? I ain't open them.
You open them. Where's that? Where's the baby? Hey, you open them.
And you still got cigarettes in there.
Yo, do not blow through that whole cigarette pack. You opened them.
I didn't, I promise. Because I used the other one.
I didn't open them. It doesn't matter.
I didn't know that I'm packing them in there.
See, where did the plane go?
Everywhere.
Where did the plane go?
Oh, that's a good thing.
That, oh, shit. Yo. Yo.
Come here. Just look at the shape
I
of
got
the plane.
Socks on.
It looks like the skeletal body of a... of a plane. You can't see it.
That's crazy, though. Yeah, that's how fast a plane moves.
You got socks on.
Yeah, I can't.
You don't want to dirty old army dirty socks.
I know.
Fuck you. Alright, the sun's gone now. It's kind of getting cold, but I'm still out here. Flowing through the air. Just flowing. So...
don't make me get in.
Are you going to let me rent out that? Nah, think about it.
Why would I let you rent out anything here?
If I rent that out, you could pay your
money.
This
is not a rental.
I'm saying, look. Think about the base of the garage.
You could ask my landlord that.
No. Think about the base of the garage, right? Now you bring it out more, you have more garage. Just look at it. Just think about it. Visualize.
Robert, I'm moving.
Where?
I plan on moving. I'm out of this bitch. I don't want to live here anymore. Like, you don't understand. Like, maybe you just think I'm just talking, but I'm not.
It's a cool house.
Then you can have it. $750. It's all yours.
A month?
You want it.
A month?
Yeah.
Plus RG&E. Nah.
Yo, you can get some youngins and just rent out this house. Maybe, I don't know if the landlord will be down. She probably wouldn't, to be honest. But that's another thing, is that somebody else had mentioned to me that maybe you should get a roommate and get my money coming in. I'm like,
I will be your roommate.
Yeah, but I would want a female. I don't want a dude. And he was like a college student.
So I'm a cool dude, though.
A college student would be good, but what college is around here? The U of R, these people are rich, man.
Everybody's online doing college.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking about when all this is done with.
Listen, I'll be a cool roommate,
though. In order
for
me to save money to move, I need to generate money. And I think that would be a good idea, is to run out of Benita's room and have somebody live. I think that's a great idea.
So what if you... Robert!
Honest.
Robert!
I told you and you said no.
You said $350.
Mm-hmm. You said no, so... I'm gonna jump the boogie and go with $400.
I couldn't live with you, though, because I'll be really... I wouldn't even be in the room. I'd really be with you, like, every night, though, like, hugging you and...
No, I'm talking about a roommate. Real money coming.
Yeah, I understand. So that's why you need to do Airbnb. Seriously.
That's why I can't talk to you, because you just go off the fucking whim. Boom.
Airbnb.
Yeah.
You have sexual tendencies.
That's why I need a girl. I need a girl to live with me. Not a dude. No, I just don't think a dude, if he works a lot and is hardly home, that's cool too. But no, I'd rather get a female. But, you know, I'm thinking like a college kid or something. Not just anybody, you know, some type of drugged up whore. You know, anything like that.
You ain't getting no college kids.
Yeah, I know. But, I don't know, it would help me get in. It'd be an opportunity for me to stay and get a house.
Where you want to move?
Either Henrietta or stay in
the city. Henrietta, stay in the city.
Yeah, those are my three places that I'm thinking I would like to live.
Yeah?
Henrietta would be because of the job. Because I want to go to Amazon. If I get into Amazon, that's Henrietta. I mean, it's just, you know. Damn. I wish this shit wasn't going on. We could continue with our lives. Well, right now we're on hold and shit. And it's crazy.
Living on other people. To Bob Marley, man. Exodus. You can't fuck your life up unless you got somebody on your side to help
right,
you with your thoughts.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's sad, but it's true.
I know you want to move. I know you want to gain independence in your life. I know you want to gain.
Tell you why I want to move? Because I lived here long enough. 12 years. Like I said, I've had my memories here. Anita, she's left the nest now, and it's like, it's my time to move forward as well. And I'm tired of cutting the grass. I'm tired of shoveling this long-ass driveway.
I'll cut your grass.
I'm moving to a complex to where they do that. I don't have to.
I'm saying, though, if you move.
Townhouse. That's what I want is a townhouse.
Think about it, though. If you cut your losses on cutting your grass.
Yeah, I gotta pay off
listen,
my debt.
Listen.
I gotta pay off my debt.
No, listen. If you cut your losses on
what's the percentage of Americans that are in debt? Google that. They're gonna be like 100.
Everybody.
Exactly.
But when the coronavirus kicked in, nobody. But think about
Woo!
It.
No, you mean everybody?
No. Everybody, not right until the coronavirus get cured. Then. Everybody gonna have to pay all that money back that they borrowed from.
That's what I mean by everybody's in debt right now.
Yeah, I'm saying though, you cut your losses on cutting the grass and shoveling, that's less of a workout and for you to get active, for you to get out the house.
That's what I'm saying. That is being lazy, but my thing is though, that I'm more the type that I'd rather go to the gym and work out. I would hope to be in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, with someone who
would do that for you.
Well, that will that we
step
both
up.
Can pay bills together and,
yeah.
And we live comfortably. That's
we're
all
corresponding.
I'm hoping for, but you don't know. And I'm not the type to be on the. I'm not with computer law, even though. No, I'm not the one to pay to try to find somebody for me. I'm good with that. I'm like, I'm not that desperate. I'd rather do it myself and fucking struggle. I'm really very prideful like that. But I don't want to struggle either, so that's why I'm thinking, okay, a townhouse. It's really not that serious to mow the lawn. I think it's the shoveling. Wintertime, I hate winters. And that's why I always wanted to move out of New York. But my baby's here and shit, I ain't going nowhere. Now, when she moves out of state, I will be seriously thinking about moving closer to her. If she has grandkids, for me, I want to be by my grandkids. But see, this I'm... She's still going to be in college for another 4 years, so it's really, it's like more like a 5-10 year plan versus tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
I forgot your number.
My number?
Yeah.
Whose number?
Your phone number.
I didn't know your number.
What is it?
284-7915. I know yours, 358-6475.
7915.
You heard me, Scooter?
Yeah, I heard.
I won't call you that. That's the only person who calls you that.
You could call me that.
I'm saying though. I was like almost hurt.
I'm saying though.
But I respect it. I respect it.
It makes me think of my grandma.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that? Only she
here,
has
enter
that.
Your address. I mean, your email.
Huh? Carry your wallet. Huh? What is this, babe? I don't agree.
When you walk, you get paid for walking. And you work a lot. Swipe up. Sweat coins. You walk and get money.
Can't you do that with the Fitbit? Because I have a Fitbit.
No. Get the sweat coins so you can walk every single time you wake up. And it'll be on your phone. Because your Fitbit, you ain't using. You get paid for what you do. Because you walk a lot. You look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Put in, I think, 10,000 steps.
10?
I made that with just Mary Made. So with,
wow.
Like, RGIS, I'm like, yo, 20,000.
In one day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
put your email in. Go ahead, put that Hugler in.
Where?
At gmail.com. Hugler? Hugler. Amy Hugler. Amy Hug. Yo.
Judge.
Allow.
No. Not allowed. It's okay.
Zion Trey.
So you know, you youngins know all about this type of stuff. Well, I can't say that because all the people do.
Thank you.
This is that I don't. And I kind of dig it, but at the same time, there's so many scams going on out there. You gotta.
It's not a scam. Push. Thank you. I got it on my phone. Look how many steps I did today.
None.
I did 1,350.
Wow, really?
35.
Start walking now to grow your balance.
Press allow. And then it goes up. Amy Hogler, one trip. Yeah, work it. Work it.
It
keeps going. It refreshes.
Yeah, well, his brain is a little slow for the refreshing.
You gotta leave it alone now. You just gotta press the home button.
It ain't cold. How you feeling?
A little cold, yeah. The sun didn't go. Yeah. Going in.
Alright, so what is this gonna do? You said as soon as I wake up, it's gonna give me a beep. Like a coronavirus alert that everybody has it now. The world is ending and it's gonna be that type of beep.
Okay. Just keep it in your pocket while you walk. This is Robert. And this is Amy. And we're signing off. Episode 3 from the Robert Democratic. All right.